6:59 degrees. It's the eve of One Fest, and I don't know how we missed it, but yesterday was Jason and Heather Kansas' 26th wedding anniversary, and we made it through more than 5 minutes without that ever coming up. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so, I just didn't know where it fit in naturally yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we read your wonderful, beautiful, loving post to your better half. Right around, in fact, that's what I started the birthdays with. We'll have to call it birthday slash anniversaries, I guess. So.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
So what did you guys
do
to celebrate?
Not a real exciting day. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do anything to celebrate. You know, we were talking about that, and I said to her sometime yesterday afternoon, I said, we should really do something to celebrate. She said, yeah. And so maybe this weekend we'll go do something. But we didn't yesterday, so we're pretty boring. Unlike last year where we went for a little trip to northern Wisconsin, we did nothing. And so that's kind of where we're at with it.
But maybe there's something to be said in terms of just enjoying being together.
Yeah, that's true. And we do enjoy that, enjoy being together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
For 26 years.
For 26 years. You know, it's astounding. We've been together more than half of our lives.
Yeah.
It's neat to think about that.
And marriage is really easy, isn't it?
Yeah, some days it is really easy. You know, and then there, you know, of course, there are other times, you know, life comes at you. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm grateful for someone to be facing the world with, but
yeah.
at the same time, it can be challenging at times.
Right, yeah,
different
for
expectations
sure.
and uh-huh. and whatnot. So, yep.
Yeah, see, one of my lines, and my wife and I coming up on 25 years in October, but, I mean, the idea of, I'm like, honey, I love you, but the problem is I love myself more. And so that's like the ongoing, that sanctification issue, right,
yeah,
in marriage?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I mean, you have two imperfect people getting married, and
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, sometimes society gives us this image of, you know, wedding bliss and marriage bliss. And when you have two imperfect people, imperfection plus imperfection does not equal perfection. You know, it's just a lot of times our mm-hmm. our stuff is compounded. So
right. Yeah, I could have handled that problem in math class. Imperfection plus imperfection equals imperfection. I think
there you go.
And here's the thing. Sometimes we can read Facebook posts, and I'm pretty much limited to that. I think you do Twitter too, but I mean, it's just like, and there's so many other social medias, but you can, you know, when you see people's anniversary posts and or their marriage posts, they're on this vacation or this date, and then you're comparing that little snapshot with the reality,
sure.
you know, and feeling
right.
like, man, you know, our marriage isn't as good.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the big problems with social media, right, is that
right.
comparison thing, which is often not grounded in reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. And then even as I say that, I'm like, you know, comparison leads to nothing good, right? So,
indeed.
Superior
sure.
or inferior? Paul says I don't even
yep.
judge myself, right? So, all right.
Yeah, great way to live. I'm not there yet, but
Tim Keller talks
a
lot about that in The Freedom
right.
of Self-Forgetfulness. All right, we got Ezra. Boy, we're just clipping along through the Old
We're
Testament.
Plugging along, yeah.
Yeah, the story everyone needs to hear today, Love Letter 15. I am here, I will make you holy and whole. And in that story, everyone needs to hear from the epilogue of 66 Love Letters. Larry Crabb unpacks what he imagines the Lord might say about that book this way, one paragraph, short one. Through my Son and my Spirit, I'm always with you. Though often unfelt and unrecognized, we are doing whatever it takes to make you whole and holy. That was my promise at the outset of this story. I aim to keep it. I will have you at my party. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like that idea of God doing whatever it takes because, you know, sometimes there's the, you know, I think that challenging grace or what feels like painful grace, you know, God allowing those things to happen in our lives, remember, it's all to make us whole and holy.
Well, our friend Ed Ramsey survived being shot and maybe
right.
potentially bleeding out in his carotid artery, and he's like, he calls yeah. it God's awful grace, right? So,
right, yeah. And if he, yeah, I mean, and he's very clear about that, and I think that's a good encouragement to me.
Yeah, and finally, we close out with way more in Galatians than we have time for. But you sectioned this off 8 verses, Galatians 4:21 through 28. So give me a little bit, I guess.
Sure. I'll go through the first few verses anyway. It says, tell me, you who want to live under the law, do you know what the law actually says? The scriptures say that Abraham had two sons, one from his slave wife and one from his freeborn wife. The son of the slave wife was born in a human attempt to bring about the fulfillment of God's promise, but the son of the freeborn wife was born as God's own fulfillment of his promise. We'll stop there.
All right. And you write in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Galatians 4:21, ask yourself why you continue returning to the law when you know you cannot measure up to it. Boy, we just hit this every day, don't we? Think about Abraham's two sons, one born of slavery and one born of freedom. Ishmael was born out of Abraham's and Sarah's impatience. The birth of Isaac, the child of promise, was entirely from my grace. Hagar and Sarah symbolized two covenants. Hagar represented the old covenant. Her child was born into slavery and held captive under the law. Close there.
Yeah, you know, comparing these stories, you know, so often we have these grand stories that help teach us about how life in this world and life with God happens. And this idea in Galatians of grace versus law, or living from that place of grace, we'll see happening again and again.
We are out of time. Thanks a lot. We'll do it again tomorrow on the opener of One Fest. There we go. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com.
We are giving you another chance to win One Fest tickets again. Surprise giveaway. A couple surprises yesterday. One in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Hopefully you joined that. So congratulations to Ashley Joe, who won those last night. We'll have them ready for you to pick up here at the studios in Hallie. But also, we're giving you another chance live on the air here on the WIB Wake Up Show to win two One Fest tickets for Friday and Saturday, courtesy of Rosie's Texas Outpost Food Truck. But you have to guess the song and the artist here. It's called One Song, One Second, One Fest. But we're giving you 2 seconds now because One Fest is tomorrow. We need somebody to win.
That's right. So, again, and I think what we also said, it was not a One Fest artist, right?
Not a One Fest artist. We gave you that clue again. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555 and take a guess at this, 723-2555.
All right, and this is the mystery artist. And the mystery song.
Now, we always say, too, Halvo, if you want to just guess the artist first, that's totally fine. And then you got to get the song title, but sometimes it's easier to take them one piece at a time.
Yeah, both are kind of difficult. 715-723-2555. And somebody thinks they know already here. So who needs wrong answers? Let's just go right to it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Beth Deet.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth, go ahead.
How you doing?
Doing well. What do you think? We want to send you to One Fest, Beth.
Pat Barrett?
Is it Pat Barrett?
Pat Barrett.
Pat has not been guessed yet. Thank you, Beth. Try again. 723-2555, 715 area code, of course, 723-2555. One song, 1 second, one fest. We're giving you 2 seconds because we're feeling generous.
All right, so these were the wrong artists from yesterday. Need to Breathe, Ren Collective, Micah Tyler, Zach Williams, Casting Crowns, Aaron Shoes, Phillips, Craig and Dean, Colton Dixon, Matthew West, Toby Mac, Jason Gray, Kane, Third Day, Cochran and Company, and Chris Rice.
We've added Pat Barrett to that now. It's none of those, and we already told you that big clue. It's no one who's going to be at One Fest 2. So what artist could it be? Then you got to figure out the song title, 715-723-2555. To win these One Fest tickets. No penalties for wrong answers as well.
We've got no caller. 723-2555. And what do you got to lose, right?
715-723-2555 for two Friday and Saturday tickets, full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Rosie's Texas Outpost.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Hey Oliver. Oliver, go ahead.
Is it Jeremy Camp?
Is it Jeremy Camp?
Jeremy Camp, a great guess. And is that the mystery artist? No.
Not Jeremy Camp. Try again, Oliver.
723-2555. Maybe you've been wanting to go to One Fest. You've been putting off getting those tickets. Here's your chance to win some from Rosie's Texas Outpost and WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Lady Smith. Oh, Jump River. Andrew Rip.
Andrew Rip. Is it Andrew Rip?
Andrew Rip. No.
Sorry, Evie, not Andrew Rip. Call back. Call back. Try again. Not Andrew Rip, not Pat Barrett, not Jeremy Camp. The three incorrect answers added to our list from yesterday. We've got to give these away. So keep on calling.
Good morning. 723-2555. WWIB.
Is it Mercy Me?
Mercy Me.
Mercy Me. It is not Mercy Me.
Try again.
All right. So 7232555, and the calls go dry again here, like a drought in the summertime on WWIB. So, and here they come again. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Wow, you're quick.
Man, quick fingers. Go ahead, Oliver.
Is it For King and Country?
Is it For King and Country?
For King and Country. No. I got to just ask you, though, Oliver, you've been very determined. I mean, do you guys have any tickets, or are you banking on this to go?
We lost him. We lost him. He's just hanging up so we can get back through.
He's already. Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lindsay from Fall Creek, and I was just thinking maybe it's Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
That's been guessed yesterday, so you can have a bonus guess.
How about Colton Dixon?
Is it Colton Dixon?
Colton Dixon has been guessed as well.
Yeah, not Colton Dixon. Do you have a third guess, Lindsay?
Michael W. Smith?
Michael W. Smith has not been guessed, and is that the correct answer? No.
No, not Michael W. Smith. Thank you, Lindsay. Try again.
All right, Caleb, we'll put it off till 7:45.
We may give another clue. I think we are going to give
another clue. We are going to give another clue at that time. All right. You are trying yet again at 12 before 8 and 73 degrees on this Thursday, OneFest Eve, to give away two all-event tickets to OneFest, courtesy of Rosie's Texas Outpost.
All right, one song, 1 second, one fest is the game, but we're giving you more than that, Alvo.
Yeah, we are. How about 7 seconds?
7 seconds to figure this out. 715-723-2555. We do need you to be able to pick these tickets up at our office as soon as possible today. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a call. No penalty for wrong answers. We need the artist and then the song title. If you want to just start off with the artist, that's totally fine. 715-723-2555. Went from 1 second to 2 seconds to now 7 seconds.
Think of it as God's generosity. Here we go. All right. So
I love this song.
Yeah.
I love this song.
7232555. If you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible here on WWIB. Let's give the wrong answers that we've had already.
All right. So already this morning, it's not Pat Barrett, not Jeremy Camp, not Andrew Rip, Mercy Me for King and Country, or Michael W. Smith. It's none of those.
We know from yesterday, it's not Need to Breathe, Ren Collective, Micah Tyler, Zach Williams, Casting Crowns, Aaron Chews, Phillips, Craig and Dean, Colton Dixon, Matthew West, Toby Mac, Jason Gray, Kane, Third Day, Cochran and Company, and Chris Rice.
715-723-2555. 55, two full event OneFest tickets. Just got to pick them up here at the studios as soon as you can today. 715-723-2555.
All right, we got, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Oliver, let's get you on the air so everybody can hear you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Oliver.
All right. Is it Riley Clemens?
Is it Riley Clemens?
Has she given guests yet? I guess not.
I don't believe she has. Not Riley Clemens.
Not her, sorry.
Again, could be an artist from throughout WWIB's 5 decades of history.
Should we give another hint?
Yeah, go ahead.
We need to give these away. It is, all right, it's not just a male artist. It's not just a female artist. It's a group.
We've told you this is not someone who's coming to OneFest. Now we're telling you it's a group. We're giving you 7 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Again, 715-723-2555. And here's the thing. Maybe we're not normally that generous, but again, we're going to be setting up at OneFest. We need you to be able to pick these up as soon as possible here at the studio. So
WWIB, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Mary from Ridgeland.
Hey, Mary.
Is it Jars of Clay?
Is it Jars of Clay?
Jars of Clay, a great group. They played a lot of over the years. They were in concert back in the day at UW Eau Claire. It's not them.
Not Jars of Clay. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555.
That's probably a better type of guest, though, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good morning. Hi, WWIB.
Is it Avalon?
Is it Avalon?
He is so determined. Oliver's been to the well. He's wrong again.
It's not Avalon. 715-723-2555.
If in the end he gets it, I mean, he certainly has been persistent. You know, this is
trying as hard as anyone.
This is the modern persistent widow parable from Jesus in Luke 18. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry, a big winner many times in the last year.
Go for it, Sherry.
Ren Collective.
Is it Ren Collective?
She says it confidently, and she's wrong.
Not Ren Collective. 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second, one fest has become 7 seconds and a bunch of clues.
Good morning, the Whip Wake Up Show.
Good morning.
All right.
Awesome. It's not the Dial Tones.
It's not.
Not
good
my
morning.
Favorite group.
The Wib Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Michelle from Chippewa Falls.
Okay, hey, Michelle.
And I'd like to win these for Oliver, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Go for it.
But it's because I have to work. I would love to go, but I have to work and I can't go.
Great.
And you gave, like, too many seconds, so I shazammed it. I'm sorry, but Oliver needs these tickets really bad, I think.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
So it's Cademan's Call.
Mm-hmm. And what's the song?
And it's Lead of Love.
Lead of Love. Well, there's a lot of love from Chippewa Falls to Eau Claire, as Michelle says. We want Oliver to go, so Oliver, reach out to us. Absolutely right. It's Cademan's Call, Lead of Love. That's what happens, I guess, when we give you a few too many seconds.
Yeah, there we go. Well, we needed to get a winner, so.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks,
and
Michelle.
And I'm sure Oliver passes his thanks along as well. Oliver, get in touch with us. We're going to have your tickets ready. Thanks to Michelle from Chippewa Falls, and thank you to Michelle Monson Photography. We're going to give people just a few more minutes, 715-396-1670. Again, she will buy a full event ticket for one person who's in need, not able to go financially. 715-396-1670. Text us as soon as possible about that. If you couldn't go any other way, she'd like to buy your ticket.
All right, so One Fest Eve, and we're excited. We truly, truly are about this lineup for Bigger and Better, the fifth One Fest. Believing it's going to be the best One Fest ever.
And the biggest as well, too. I mean, ticket sales have been going great, praise the Lord. And again, you can still get your tickets now. They're most expensive at the door. Again, it's a great deal when you're getting 3 days of festival and three stages now, too. We've been saying two stages, but there's a third fun stage where the collective, choir, collective arts will be there as well, too. But jam-packed with your favorite Christian artists. So again, get your tickets at the door. But if you want to get them today, they're still going to be a cheaper price. 1-fest.com. We've got the info at WWIB.com as well. But we are asking you to guess, along with us, because we're guessing, who will be the headliner announced. So there'll be two headliners next year, right?
Uh-huh.
But who's going to be the one that they announce at this year's One Fest? And I thought it was interesting, Halvo. Ryan lets us know at 715-396-1670, the Wib listener line. He said, yeah, I'm part of the lead team. He said, I have zero clue. Now, he's cheering for Casting Crowns, he says, but he's like, no, I don't know. So it's a well-kept secret.
On the talk and text line, 715-396-1670. We have other texts, but here's a listener in their own voice.
Next year's headline for One Fest will be Stephen Curtis Chapman.
There you go. There's your guess, John.
He didn't think Phillips, Craig, and Dean. So there you go.
Also, we heard from Jen from Barron. She says For King and Country would be fantastic at One Fest. Agreed. They would be incredible.
Mark in Eau Claire says, by the way, that was a good challenge song. We, by the way, the winner actually won for Oliver and her friend. So thanks to her. And by the way, that was, again, who was it that we had? The song was Cademan's Call.
Cademan's Call, yep.
Correct. But so Mark chiming in saying Casting Crowns. So
going with the double C theme, Cademan's Call and Casting Crowns. Sherry says, my guess for one of the headliners next year is Chris Tomlin. She says she'd love to see him at One Fest. We want to know, 715-396-1670. We're guessing along with you who is going to be the headliner at One Fest next year that they announce this weekend. They'll announce one this weekend.
I know he was in concert December at the Pablo, but I think he was so well received, I would not be surprised if the announcement is Zach Williams as a headliner for next year.
And that was what I was going to guess, too. So do I have to guess something different now?
No, you don't.
Because I think we were talking about that before. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
We both kind of conjectured that. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, there's other names out there, too. Uh-huh. And so it, you know, could be surprised. I mean, honestly, I was really surprised last year when Skillet was announced, too. So you never know what they have up their sleeves.
Here's another announcement from the 608 saying, I would love for King and Country. But how about Lauren Daigle or Jeremy Camp?
Okay, sure. Jeremy Camp, of course, was famously scheduled to be at One Fest in 2020. And
that's
then that
right.
didn't happen. So you never know. You never know.
We've mentioned others. I mean, if they could get like Mercy Me, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, Mercy Me, Casting Crowns. A lot of people say Toby Mac for King Country. And again, you know, a lot of these, too, they've got schedules all over the place. There's a lot of competition to see who can get whom in terms of artists and stuff. But it's fun to conjecture, wildly speculate.
Right, right.
And we're going to find out. We're going to find out soon.
It's more exciting than deciding who's going to be a certain major political party's running mate
this
for president.
This is more fun.
Yes.
Keith finally says, I think it'll be Phil Wickham. That'd be great. But he says, I would love to see Mercy Me.
Phil, I would love
Get them both.
To see Phil Wickham. Yeah, Phil Wickham and Mercy Me. Are you kidding? Wow. You could raise the ticket prices, I guess, on that as well. All right, we've got weather ahead here, bottom of the hour. Here's one taking us to the weather, bottom of the hour. What if it was We the Kingdom? Huh? How about that?
Sure.
Coming up, we're going to talk all things OneFest. Still taking your thoughts on who do you think will be the headliner announced for OneFest 2024 at this weekend's event. Last couple years, it's been Matthew West and Skillet announced. So what do you think will be the big announcement from over the weekend? Even Ryan, who's a part of the team there, says he doesn't know. So again, 715-396-1670. We've been getting some great thoughts. We'll also work you through the fantastic OneFest lineup here in a moment on WIB. But hey, it's Thursday, and every Thursday in July, including this one, Great Harvest Bread Company Eau Claire has peaches and cream scones. Take your taste buds on a trip to the South with these irresistible fresh-baked scones featuring luscious cream and juicy peaches. Order ahead online or stop by Great Harvest Bread Company on Southtown Place just off Gulf Road, Eau Claire.
Everyone loves a great story. For over 60 years, people have enjoyed unforgettable pizza, sumptuous spaghetti, and other delicious food at Sammy's Pizza. Make them part of your story, too. Real Wisconsin cheese on every slice. Sammy's Pizza, London Road, Eau Claire.
WWIB family, we are always honored to pray with and for you. If you'd like to send us a prayer request, just go to WWIB.com and click on Pray With Us. We also welcome you to join the Facebook group WWIB Prayer Warriors. Thank you for praying with us.
Hope our buddy Josh has had a great summer in Maine. I think
his beard's going to be so long by the time he gets back.
I didn't know he's been growing a beard all summer.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
Big Duck Dynasty guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, tell you what. We have a lot of music, and it's starting earlier than ever at OneFest. So let me just say before we do that, we were asking the question about a headliner for next year. And Sherry in Whitehall says at 396-1670, would love to see Lauren Daigle at OneFest. So a couple of people saying that.
And NF was voted for. Mm. Someone messaged us on Facebook, said, yeah, NF, that would draw a crowd. That's for sure.
Well, again, you've got Collective Choir is going to be on one stage performing four times over OneFest, and we're going to work you through the big break stage, the main stage, and I'll start it off noon tomorrow. We started them off, I think, in the 8 o'clock hour. Never Gray at noon tomorrow, Caleb, to get things rolling.
Yeah, James Allen Hall, founder of Never Gray, was with Calvary Baptist in Eau Claire for a lot of years on the pastoral staff, and he was one of the original founding members. Of course, Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest, but Ja was a great part of getting OneFest mm-hmm. off the ground.
Yeah, so, great brother in the Lord, yeah.
So fantastic to see them back. And then are we going over to 1 o'clock on the main stage tomorrow, Tyrone Crawford.
I'll go back to the big break stage at 2 at Derek Charles Johnson.
At 3 p.m. on the main stage on Friday, Yveth Luna. She is just phenomenal. We had her here at the station, what was it, a month ago or so?
Yep, played two of her songs already this morning. Joshua Whitehead on the big break stage at 4.
Main stage at 5, Cochran & Company, Michael Cochran & Co. Cannot wait for them.
So Tyrone Crawford, who Caleb mentioned at 1 in the main stage, he's going to be back at the big break stage at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at OneFest.
And then 7 o'clock on the main stage, We Are Messengers.
Cannot wait for them. They are so good. I love their new song, Wholehearted. And then at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, the Friday night headliner on the main stage, Torrin Wells.
That's fantastic. And that is just day one. Mm-hmm. Now, we're at OneFest Eve here, so that's day one on Friday. Day two on Saturday starts off at noon again on the big break stage with Eaglebrook Music and Eaglebrook Worship.
Yeah, that's right. And then Natalie Lane on the main stage at 1.
2 o'clock on the big break stage, Sis and Lil Bro. Give you some hip-hop action there.
All right. And Johnny Diaz, he's one of the ones I'm really looking forward to seeing. Johnny Diaz at 3 on the main stage.
Wall-to-wall music, big break stage at 4 o'clock is Behold the Beloved.
I want to get over and see them, too. I played some of their music in the past. They're outstanding, I think, from Pennsylvania. Kane then at 5 on the main stage.
And 6 o'clock on the big break stage. I think these could be a main stage artist as well, too. Manic Drive. I really enjoy their music. They're going to be a lot of fun.
Colton Dixon then tomorrow night at Saturday night at 7 on the main stage.
And 8 o'clock big break stage. The dance party, Dance with Dignity dance party, that's going to be a lot of fun as well, too. Maybe you got some littles that want to get the wiggles out, or you're just like, hey, I'm gonna break down a little bit. That'll be fun.
There you go. Skillet with the big Skillet rock show Saturday night at 9, the Saturday night headliner announced last year at OneFest.
And free admission, of course, on Sunday with the speaker, John Alexander, for that worship service starting at 10 a.m. And Eaglebrook Music will be leading the songs on Sunday when it's free at OneFest. So, again, 3 days. It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. OneFest 2023. Hope to see you there.
All right. Two songs to take us out. These would both be candidates to be a headliner for OneFest next year. This group sold a lot of tickets for their appearance in the Twin Cities back in April. Elevation Worship. This is Trust in God on WWIB.